You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to the people. Is it accurate? Is it fair? Or is it simply radio folly to call tonight a big game for the Tigers? Obviously, no one game means more than anything else. Usually heightened games are divisional opponents in the month of September, but it just feels like no team in baseball needs a win more today than the Tigers. At home, with your fixer on the mound, you're the biggest favorite in baseball tonight. You don't win tonight. I'm with Rico. I do feel like people mentally, they're going to be shaken.
Yeah.
Let's get to the people. See what everybody's got to say. Aaron's going to bat leadoff, 97-1. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. A great show. I listen to you every day.
Thanks,
great
Aaron.
Show.
Thank you.
I think tonight is a very big game. You're correct, Mike. I think if we don't at least match Cleveland in the next six, you know, I think Cleveland's going to go like 5-1. You know, the cupcake schedule they have here coming up. Us too a little bit, but Detroit needs to match them at least.
Yeah.
You know, go, you know, 4-2, 5-1. I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to be all right. We need to cut the strikeouts down a little bit. We're striking out too much. I don't know what it is there. But also, Kenny, congratulations. No more than two drinks, brother. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. And during the marriage, some advice, be honest with her, okay? And be there for her. Show her that you care every day.
Basically, right? Kenny, do the opposite that you do for us. Show that you care. Be there. Be reliable.
Yeah. Exactly. Try.
I thought we were talking about the Tigers. I don't know how I'm taking strays at this point.
Listen, Aaron wanted to pass along real advice to you. That's all. Callers, hey, as Doug Karsh likes to say, it's an open line format. That was close.
It was.
All right, let's go to Bruce. Bruce, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bruce.
This topic is similar to yesterday. I called yesterday and didn't get on at the end there. But, yeah, it's a huge game. And it all started before the All-Star break. And I think you admitted to it, but so did Costa when they said, oh, it's over. It's over. 13 games ahead. Oh, it's over. I said, oh, for crying out loud. What are you even saying that for?
I know.
But anyway, superstitious doesn't count. Just so... Back, I'm just turned 70 this year, and so I remember all the way back to the 68 Tigers, and I was like 13, and that was one of those exciting years ever. I could name you the starting players on every American League team. That's how serious I took it. Now, I don't know who was anybody. I gave, you know, they've been so bad for so long, and now they're coming back good, and like I said, I couldn't even name last couple of years two players maybe. And didn't care. So now that they're doing good, okay, I kind of dip my toe back into caring, right? But now with the, you know, things in life and whatever, and now it's this and giving it up. It's just the other topic of is sports dying? Is it losing its luster? It is. It is. When a guy can make more in one at bat than the average person makes in a year, we're out of reality. You know what I mean? So for this streak right now, the Tigers right now, yes, it's a huge game. And me personally, I'm turning off the carrying meter. I hope they do good. I hope they win.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll, you know what I mean?
Bruce, it plays into what we talked about yesterday. And I'm happy to just revisit it briefly. No, you're right. Look at the cost to watch sports, much less attend sporting events. It does turn a lot of people off. And as time goes by, future generations are just not going to care as much. It's not as accessible as it was. And look, I don't care what players make. They're incredible at what they do. They're the 0.01%. Yeah. However, I admitted, well, it was months, 6 weeks ago, when SGA signed his contract. And I go, well, we've reached our first $1 million a game player. You know, he's making the better part of $75 million a year now. Yeah. He'll play 72 games. It just hit me where you're like, remember Cabrera? We always used to talk about it. He made like 40 grand in at bat.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing baseball, like, look at Ohtani. He makes $70 million. No, it is. It's getting goofy. And I'm not attacking the players, but I have a right to feel the way I feel, which is we've lost cabin pressure. We just have. I mean, if Tom Cruise made a Mission Impossible and it was the one movie he made a year, he made $20 million. So, you know, even then you find it hard to figure out. But this? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, in order to pay that person that much money, that's when all of a sudden, well, guess what? You're going to help us pay these people. It's like, well, it's not really our fault. We didn't ask you to overpay for this athlete. So, yeah, I think that's where you start losing people. And I do think that that's where you're going to lose a large chunk of a generation where they won't become fans because you won't have somebody to take them down to the ballpark and say, okay, let me introduce you into this game that I love, because there's no such thing as cheap seats anymore. It's everything costs and everything comes at a price. And it's like you have to save up. You just can't. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know, come on, let's go to the game. Let's me and you. This is last second trip. Let's go to the game. Let's have some fun. No, you got to plan this thing. You got to make sure, because it's going to cost you at least $200, maybe $300, depending on how many kids you take down there.
Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, pal?
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey. I'll tell you, two drinks? Hell, I had two drinks before I walked on the aisle. What kind of advice is that?
Mark, we're dealing with a wild card. Kenny, don't stop at two. Come on now.
Kenny, don't let anybody govern your alcohol intake, bro. It's your night. You go have a good time and party.
Oh, boy.
Mark, you're the man. All gas, boy. No brakes, brother.
Okay, Mark, you're taking the liability. What do you got on the Tigers?
Tell me what, Rico. I thought I heard a little bit of the spark returning Mike's voice about college football at that topic yesterday. I hope you guys finished it today.
We are. We're going to do part two in the next hour, I promise.
Awesome. So the Tigers, you know, Mike, the topic is really interesting. And why I think it's interesting is, look, I get it. You know, I call about baseball all the time, and it's not football. You know, you're not going to have Dan Campbell go out to the reporters and, you know, A.J. Hinch and talk about biting kneecaps and tossing over tables and going crazy. I understand 160 games. It's a mental sport as much as it is a physical one. But what really, really concerns me is that if you try to read through the tea leaves and, you know, all of that stuff, and you kind of do a deep dive into what's going on with the team, I feel like there's this, like, weird combination of, like, and on the one hand, I don't feel like there's nearly enough of a sense of urgency. So when you guys say, would Scubo go 100 or 110 pitches, my answer is, hey, Mike, if you're my bench coach and you say that to me, I'm like, hell yeah, we're sticking him out there for 115. If we need to, we need to win this game. Yeah. I don't think the Tigers would do that. I saw the Tigers, you know, sit Riley Green and Gleyber Torres in the same game this week. And look, I get it. Torres had some tingling in his arm. And
yeah.
Riley Green looks terrible. But it doesn't seem to me like there's nearly enough of a sense of urgency from either Hinch or the players.
No, and look, Mark, look, you're making a great point. And look, we have to allow for it that, hey, forward-facing, there's not privately. You hope there is. But, yeah, I would like to see a little more fire. Yeah. And, I mean, if they lose tonight, I need a little Hal McRae throwing a pen at somebody.
I was about to say, Mike, if they lose tonight, I think you're going to get the infamous, closed-door team meeting.
97-1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.